ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The first day is over, but jury selection is not in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. The hush money to a porn star to suppress an affair trial, which Donald Trump denies. President Biden and Senate Republican Leader McConnell urged the House to pass Senate-backed military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. McConnell with an accusation.
Words don't paper over the glaring rifts between the Biden administration and the National Unity Government in Jerusalem.
FBI agents boarded the container ship that crashed into the highway bridge in Baltimore, says the FBI in Baltimore. Another body is recovered from the crash site. The UN's nuclear watchdog warns that attacks at a nuke power plant in Ukraine could cause a disaster. House Speaker Johnson has signed the articles of impeachment for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and renewed calls for Senate Majority Leader Schumer to schedule a trial. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A search for a missing man in Vernon County Saturday ended happily. Mark Bartline, 74, of rural Yuba, went for a routine walk along Pine Avenue Saturday afternoon around 12:30, but did not return home. A silver alert was sent out around 2:30 Saturday for Bartline, who suffers from dementia, Parkinson's, and has a history of seizures. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office, including the K-9 Unit Program and Yuba Fire Department, began searching the area. Aerial drone support was also used from the City of Hillsborough Police Department and the Lafarge Fire Department. Around 6:15, Mark Bartline had been located and was tended to by first responders on scene. No one was injured in a home fire Sunday. The Richland Center Fire Department responded to the fire on Cole Lane last night around 8. Fire crews were able to contain the fire to the lower section of the trailer with minimum damage. 6 units and 33 firefighters responded and were on scene for an hour. And that's what you need to know.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burnes.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burnes.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched 5 innings and kept us to 3 runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. Just and not only did we ISO the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy.
Farmers
tonight.
And ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace,